In this bulletin, regional Victorians welcome an easing of their coronavirus restrictions. A deal is formally signed, which Donald Trump says will bring real peace to the Middle East. And in sport, A-League players reject a new collective bargaining agreement. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Holt. Hospitality businesses in regional Victoria are welcoming the easing of coronavirus restrictions. From tomorrow, outdoor gathering limits will be increased to 10, people can leave their homes without restriction, and all shops can reopen. It comes after the average number of coronavirus cases in regional Victoria dropped to 3.6 per day, in line with government guidelines for reopening. Ala Wolf-Tasker is co-owner of the Lake House restaurant at Dalesford in central Victoria. She says easing the restrictions gives some small relief to suffering businesses and employees.
Had calls already from small businesses all around the place who are welcoming it and saying, look, even 10 is going to make a difference. I think people just genuinely want to work, and it's not going to provide much for us, but it will allow us to give some more hours or give some hours to our staff.
New data shows international tourist arrivals dropped 65% in the first half of 2020 compared to last year, translating into an estimated $630 billion loss in global export revenue. The World Tourism Organization says over half of destinations had eased travel restrictions by early September, but a return to 2019 levels could take between 2 to 4 years. A total of 440 million international arrivals were lost between January and June this year, with Asia and the Pacific the hardest hit region, with 72% fewer tourists than last year. Europe saw a 66% decline in arrivals, compared to a 57% drop in Africa and the Middle East, and 55% in the Americas. Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates have officially signed historic agreements to normalise relations. Proclaiming that there will be real peace in the Middle East, United States President Donald Trump hosted the leaders and 700 guests for the signing ceremony at the White House. They're the first deals made between Arab countries and Israel since the peace treaties with Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. Mr. Trump says there's more progress to be made with Iran and Palestine.
We'll be signing others, and this can really lead to peace, real peace, in the Middle East for the first time. So I think we'll see the Palestinians at some point, but before we see the Palestinians, we'll see other very important countries come into this transaction. They'd be here today, frankly, if we wanted them. You'll see some very great things happening in the Middle East. You're going to have peace without blood in the sand. For years, you had blood in the sand. That's all you had, blood in the sand. You got nothing for it. Now you're going to have peace.
Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip staged a series of rallies condemning the deal, saying such agreements don't serve their cause and ignore their rights. Poisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is off ventilation and says he can now breathe independently again. Mr. Navalny posted a photo from his hospital bed in Berlin, where he's sitting up and surrounded by family. The leading opponent of President Vladimir Putin fell violently sick in Russia last month and was flown to Germany for treatment. Germany says tests in three countries have determined he was poisoned with a nerve agent. To sport, and the A-League Players Union has rejected a new collective bargaining agreement. A-League clubs are looking to secure a significantly reduced pay deal, with Fox Sports' agreement to broadcast the league recently renegotiated, and other league and club revenues being lost amid the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. The Professional Footballers Association says it's tabled two alternative proposals to the club's offer. Football Federation Australia has warned it will intervene if the two sides can't reach an agreement. And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth and 21. Similar conditions in Adelaide and 24. Also partly cloudy in Melbourne and 22. A shower or two developing in Hobart and 17. Early fog, then mostly sunny in Canberra and 21. Sunny in Wollongong and 24. Mostly sunny in Sydney, 25. Sunny in Newcastle, 26. A possible shower in Brisbane and 24. A shower or two in Cairns, 29. And sunny in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.